music.
Discover more mixes from Six, from some of our favourite and most exciting artists on the BBC Sounds app.
BBC Radio.
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Right now, it's Matt Everett's The First Time with Stormzy.
Hello, I'm Matt Everett, and you're listening to a new series of The First Time here on Six Music and BBC Sounds. This is the show where we meet some of the most influential and best-loved musicians around and take a look at the first pivotal musical moments that made them who they are today.
Lie. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ay. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ay. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons made of forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
The government of Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce. Don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't f*** with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive.
Word.
Now, may I ask if you can find it in your spirit?
Yeah.
To leave us all alone and go and mind your business.
Uh-huh.
Looking in the mirror, saying my key or the illest.
Yeah.
When I'm James Bond, trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but so much rusty. See, I might open up a Rossi shop.
My guest on this episode is a superstar. He's one of the biggest names in contemporary British music, a stadium filler, a number one album creator, a streaming titan. His face has appeared on the cover of Time magazine and Vogue magazine. He's a Glastonbury headliner, a multiple Brit Award winner, and if truth be told, a figurehead, someone held up not just by his fans, but by Britain as an example of how to take talent and channel huge success to create something really special and worthwhile. Born in Croydon in 1983 as Michael Ebenezer Kwadjo Omari Owoyu, now funds scholarships for black students to attend Cambridge University. He has a publishing imprint, he's an entrepreneur and a philanthropist who uses his platform to campaign for social justice and black empowerment. And the man, now known as Big Michael, is wearing the crown well. My guest on The First Time this week is Stormzy.
Well, I guess you have to hold it L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. What we telling them, look. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
In this interview, we talk about his earliest musical influences and first performance, as well as the first time he found himself in the studio. We also cover the huge success of his first album, 2017's Gang Signs and Prayer, and how he approaches writing and recording. He also discusses how he feels about his role as a spokesman for a whole generation of fans, his thoughts on the state of Britain right now, and of course, that Glastonbury performance. But I start up asking Stormzy about his very first musical heroes.
One of the first songs was probably Lauryn Hill's Zion, because I remember, like, I'd loved grime, I'd love rap, I'd love R&B, and I remember I was on LimeWire. Do you remember LimeWire, where you could just download anything?
Oh my God, I feel old.
And I don't even remember what I was trying to look for, but I downloaded Lauryn Hill's Zion, and I remember being so in awe of this song.
Zion.
And at the time, you can't really describe the feeling, you can't really explain it, but when I look back, I just used to listen to it on repeat, and the last bit where she's singing, like she's doing the high note, and I remember just thinking, wow, like. And I guess somehow that's maybe shaped where I am, where I want to emulate and replicate having songs with that much feeling and that much soul, where people can just hits them in the gut. So yeah, Lauryn Hill's Zion.
Marching.
Who was your first hero, your first musical hero?
Ooh, probably Skepta. Yeah, probably Skepta. In terms of like a musical hero who probably Skepta, yeah.
What was it about his work?
He was just hard. He was just hard, like just on that, just like coming up like as an MC, like, and growing up, like, I think he probably was the first MC who I looked at and admired and thought like, and I remember he made Blacklisted, the album, and there was one summer where me and my friends were just riding around to that the whole summer, and I think just his ability to be a hard MC and then also make music and make albums, like, yeah, I was a big Skepta fan from early.
Hey, man's never been in. When it shut down, that's not me and it shut down. Ring, ring, ring and it shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down. Touched the road and it shut down. Boy, I better know when it shut down. Yeah, take time if a man want to try me. No time. Usain Bolt when I run up on stage, I pick up the mic and it's reload time. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe Grind. After the show, I'll be rolling. Don't care about the no smoking sign. They tried to steal my vision. This ain't a culture, it's my religion. God knows I don't wanna go prison. But if a man wanna try me, trust me, listen. Me and my G's ain't scared of police. We don't listen to no politician. Everybody on the same mission. And we don't care about your ism and schisms. Cause it shut down. That's not me and it shut down. Ring, ring, ring and it shut down. Fashion week and it shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it shut down. Touched the road and it shut down. Boy, I better know when it shut down.
First performance, your first live performance on your own on stage, what was it?
It was... Mm-hmm. I'm actually good friends with the guy whose show it was. He's my good friend. At the time, I didn't know him. He was just like this guy who wanted to book me for a show. But my bro Trevor, he done like a... It might have been like a comedy night at Fairfield Halls, I believe. And I was like the guest artist, like probably 2013, 2014. And I came out and I don't know what I performed. I don't know how much I got paid, but that was my first show, yeah. A long, long time ago. Long, long time ago, yeah.
And did you know then? Seeing you perform live now, yeah. It's like, it's this interesting thing. I think it was one of your characteristics. It's like, there's a lot of joy and spontaneity.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of confidence.
Definitely.
I know what I'm doing, but I'm still going to enjoy
it. Yeah, of course.
Was that there early shows?
No, I think early shows was just nerves, man. It was just straight nerves, like, because you're figuring it out. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how it's going to be received. And there was always that fear of, no one knows me. They could laugh at me. They could throw tomatoes at me. So I think that it was very fearful, if I'm being honest. Every time I went out on stage, it was a big feeling of, I hope you guys like it. I hope you like me. Like, so yeah, very fearful. But then you start growing into it. And like, even I think the more you progress in your career, you're like, okay, like people... I'm messing with it, like, so, yeah, and then 10 years later, you know what I mean, you get that confidence.
Jack played me the beat, I was guest. Then he asked, what are you gonna do when you react to the tune? I said, hold on, let me just rap. I'ma go mad, turn the whole thing up in my speaker. Let me tear the whole thing down, feature. Jumping around in my house on the crowd, and he said, cause you gotta calm down, take a breather. Paintings on the WhatsApp, paintings on my BB. Us boys wanna see me lose, shine bright like really shoot. Still got an item in my rucksack, but now I got CDs. Hey, look, off boy, be you. If you say you've done that, then I'm Mr. Me Too. If you see that reaction, I guess I'm free too. Still got love for my CVs too. Wanna beef merms, gotta beef me too. Wanna squeeze that jack, then I'm squeezing too. Wanna speak and chat, but you're beefing. You beefing me too. You wanna beef my crew. They can't make a one decent you. Leave it, tell your boy, leave it too. I'm going in deep, going in real life. Check 1-2, check 2-1 clap. Got a few dons who love gun clap. Got a few dons who run cut clap. Got half of my dons who ain't done that. All of my dons hate that I'm unsigned. Told them that it's you my time. Check 1-2, check 2-1 time.
What was the first studio session like that you did?
Ever.
Yeah.
That would have been like 15 of us. Like literally as in 15 of us in a room, in a studio, and someone has an instrumental. We say, yeah, we like this. And then everyone goes and does an 8-bar or a 16-bar and you just do your bit and then you go out and then someone else does it. That would have been my first experience of a studio. Like, yeah, and I wouldn't have been going there with the intent of like, let's make some songs. It's just like, yo, let's just spit. Like, I think that's, we came up off of spitting and MCing, and then down the line we figure out how to make songs with our talents and our gifts. Mm. And then we go further on that journey. So I think where I'm at now is a testament to that first stage of my musicianship where all we did was spit. We didn't put two and two together about what makes a good song or what makes music. We just like this instrumental, we like the bars that we've wrote, we put them together, and it, 1 + 1 = 2. And then you start figuring out, oh, you can throw in a 3 and a 7 and an indice and all the fraction, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
What was the first thing that you did when you were like, okay, this is more, I have a vision for this?
I feel like that would have been a mixtape I made with a legendary engineer and producer and host called Dice, who he had a faction called Hood's Hottest, and he brought me in to, and like allowed me to record at his studio, and I made a mixtape there. And that was the first time I was probably like, you know, like waking up and I had intention, like I want to make this song or I want to make a song like this. So yeah, that would have been, how old would I have been? I don't know, I'm getting on now. I would maybe, let's call it seven, anywhere between 16 to 20. Yeah, around them times.
Man try sees better than me. Tell my man shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. I rude boy shut up. Better than me? Shut up. Best in the scene. Tell my man, yo, couple man call me a backup dancer. On stage at the Brits, I'm a backup dancer. If that makes me a backup dancer, the man in your vids,
backup dancer.
The man in your pics,
backup dancer.
Man wanna chat about backup dancer. Big man like me with a beard, I'm a big man. Army comes everywhere I go. I can't run with my enemies show. Walk in the club with all of my chugs. Party's done, everybody go home. Apart from the girl, them you lot stay. Walk in the club with a girl, say hey. Tell a man like I'm K to the A. There's no champagne, we don't rate. Yeah, I'm the best, I'm so cocky. I got a mob like ASAP Rocky. I set trends, dumb man copy. They catch feelings, I catch bodies. They roll deep, I roll squaddy. Got about 25 goons in my posse. They drink Baileys, I drink Vossi. I get murky, they get worried. If you got bring it out. Most of the real bad boys of the South. If you wanna do me, something I'm about. I'm not a gangster, I'm just about. But you see my man up there with a pouch. There one of you man try to get loud. All of my man them move so foul. I might sing but I ain't sold out. Nowadays all of my shows sold out. Headline tour, yeah, blood sold out. When we roll in, they roll out. I'm so London, I'm so South.
What's your biggest strength in the studio? Everyone's got their, you know, some people just, they've got patience. Other people have got drive. What do you think now?
Yeah.
What's your biggest strength? What's the thing
I think there's two. One of them is fearlessness. I don't fear any genre. I don't fear any sound. I don't fear any approach to music. I'm even happy to grab the mic and sound awful. Like trying to find a melody, like I'm happy to sit here and go and do all the horrible notes and figure it out for an hour. Like, so I'm quite fearless in my approach. And then my second thing is my commitment to excellence. I think I'm relentless on, like, it needs to be good. It needs to sound how I want it to sound. It needs to resonate with my spirit. And if it doesn't, we will go on that journey until we find it. Like, and that could be one chord. That could be a drum, like I said earlier. That could be a lyric. So even there's songs that I've recorded where I might record one verse and then 2 years later I record the second verse because that first verse is so good that I'm not just going to pen the second one, as in I'm going to wait, I'm going to think, I'm going to hear that first one, I'm going to go back and I'm going to make sure the second one is better or if not the same as the first one. And I just have a drive and a commitment to never allowing any art of mine to exist in a world that has not gone through the full thorough journey and process of making it brilliant. Like, and yeah, I think that is a blessing. I used to say it's a blessing and a curse, but it's just a blessing.
It's
but
a blessing.
I think with it, that causes, it's a lot. And I think that's like that with any piece of my art. So my visuals, even now to a marketing campaign, even everything we do, like there is, yeah, as much as I always feel like, it's funny because even I got friends who, they always find it funny when they see people see me in the world and they're like, Storms is so cool and level-headed, and they know the version of me that is like in an editing suite talking about this video is not coming out, as in I don't care about the grade, we need to chop this and chop that and chop that, and the back and forths, and me on the phone to my cousin for 3 hours talking about this one ad lib in the back that needs to get turned up in the mixing process. And I'm very thorough, and I will not stop until things are how I want them to feel.
It's always felt like that, though, with you. Like, normally, a first record from an artist kind of feels like, okay, this is they're finding their world. Yeah. Straight away, with Gang Signs and Prayers, it was like, this is locked down already.
100%.
This is not someone who's... You can hear the influences, but it's like, that was ready definitely. To be delivered at that point.
Definitely,
it?
Definitely. I think when I hear G-Sap, I'm like, yeah, you was ready. You was ready like that. Like I definitely get what you're saying in terms of you can hear first albums where people are like that. That sounds like a first album with like a kid who knew exactly what he wanted to make and was relentless in doing it. Like, yeah, I agree.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
It can be a tough month, but it's also a great month to give it all you've got. All day cloud busting.
Something good is gonna happen.
All this month, we are busting through the January clouds together.
Every Friday, we'll play uplifting listener requests and dedications.
Music to sweep away the January blues.
And this Friday, we've got special guest mixes and playlists from ARCS, Michael Fassbender, Dennis Bovell, Maxine Peake and First Aid Kit.
All day cloud busting this Friday.
Stay cloud and proud, people.
6 Music.
The first time with Stormzy.
6 Music.
You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to stop the truth. How dare you to stop the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy dare try to stop the truth. How dare you to stop the truth? Wanna come round here like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go on and do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi. Bows on my ear saying, Storm, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hit him with a war, I don't scrap. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What you talking about?
Clown, stand down. Never had a milk or a beer. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a and then look, and back down. Wait, I saw bear kicks, saw bear clothes. Said, off that, I can't wear those. I don't like them. They're not my ting, they went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, Storm's on Claire. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them a calm, but you see my don dare. Oh, please, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. You're not Al Capone, you get out. They can take my car and my creps. I'll still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, wielding a cigarette, blue slims. Don't be an idiot, move smart. I've been killing it, new king. They ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a bitch by yourself, go and group up. And when crep went states for the BTs, I was covering crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family thing, straight family thing. Dumb man, I broke no salary thing. Had a painting called Amy, telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. Hashtag Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there, wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crud, but. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy there, try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look. I'm too hot. Got money in my shoebox. I'm the man of the house with my show sold out like the brother from the Boondocks.
So you get success. You get success with the first album in 2017 with Gang Signs and Prayer, something you've wanted for years. You have arrived. What did that success mean? How did it kind of manifest itself?
Success just looks like, to me, just making music that resonates with me, like, and just being so pure in that process, which I always have been, but I think just doubling down on that and just really, like, walking in the world like this. And this is what success looks like to me. Going in the studio, making whatever I want, being so proud of it, coming out and releasing it. That's all.
That'll do.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's that, like, even when I think about what gives me the most joy or the most happiness, it is when I'm in studio and I think of a lyric and I'm like, oof, that's the one. Or I come up with a melody and I'm like, oof, that's the one. Or even 2 days ago, I was talking to my cousin and twin, and I had an idea about like a performance I wanted to do. And like, even in that moment, that just felt like that redefinition of success. It was like, just having this great idea or an idea that resonated with me so much just felt like, that felt like success. Before the idea is even successful, before even we do the performance, it was just like having these sparks of creativity and being able to do them, and being able to live them out and be able to flesh out ideas. That's all I want to do, man. I feel like I've come back round to the start of my career where it was like, okay, you got here, now just start again. So even now when I rap, I always say when I rap now and I'm rapping, I'm literally rapping like it was, how long ago, 15, 16, 17 years ago when it was me and my friends chilling on my friend's estate and someone pulls out their Sony Ericsson Walkman phone and they play an instrumental and you just want to have the best lyric to show off in front of your friends in the most pure way, like, and that's where I'm at now, where when I write a lyric, I just want to say to the man and my friends, like, yo, you lot come here, like, and put on the lyric and just start rapping to them and they're like, oh, my days, like, so I just want to get back to this place where it's like just doing things for the pure joy of music and enjoying it, yeah.
Lord, I've been broken. Worthy, you fix me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me. Lord, I've been broken. Although I'm not worthy, you fix me. Now I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me.
One time for the Lord. And one time for the cause. And one round of applause. One time for Fraser T. Smith on the courts. I think we got one. I stay prayed up, then I get the job done. Yeah, I'm Abigail's youth, but I'm God's son. But I'm up now, look at what God's done. No, I'm real tall, look at what God did. On the main stage, running round topless. I phone flips and I tell him that we got this. This is God's plan, they can never stop this. Like, wait right there, could you stop my verse? You saved this kid and I'm not your first. It's not by blood and it's not by birth. But oh my God, what a God I serve.
Been broken, although I'm not worthy. You fix me, I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me. To another day, I was so afraid, till you came and saved, you came and saved me. And the rain was pouring, cause the sun faded away. Now I'm in a better place, no longer afraid, blinded by your grace. You came and saved me, yeah.
I said a prayer this morning.
When you first start making a new album, and the last album, This Is What I Mean, is album number 3, do you have a plan before you go in? Do you have, like, a pile of post-it notes, or, like, is there a war map, you know, or a big whiteboard, so you know what the identity of the record's going to be?
I love a whiteboard.
Right.
Especially when I'm making an album. A whiteboard is so important. Like, I think the first thing when I make an album, I think we need a whiteboard. And what we did this time, we just wrote loads of words. So, we like, bravery, freedom, feeling, like, yeah, just loads of that. And towards the end, I'd put up loads of quotes, like, about art and about making music, yeah, just to inspire the room. And I think that kind of just shapes the project. And I think it's really powerful, because at the end of the project, when we look back at all those words, it was like, oh, wow, we managed to do it. So, yeah, definitely whiteboard's integral to my albums. Yeah.
What kind of words? What other words do you have out there? What can you
Bravery, freedom, feeling. We wanted to make a song. So there's a song on my album called Need You, and we wrote Royal Afro Expensive, which, that's three totally different words, but together I feel like we managed to make a song out of it. And it wasn't even intentional. Like, we didn't go to the studio and say, hey, today we're making the Royal Afro Expensive song. It was just like, I guess that was the energy, you know what I mean? And every time we go to the studio, we pray, we'll ask God to come in the room, we'll just yeah, let the Holy Spirit guide us. And then we ended up with this beautiful record there.
No doubt, and I suppose I need your love and all physical. Oh, why if I get wrong?
She's fine, baby, and you don't care much, and I ain't hating. You said you need time, but I ain't waiting. The ball's in your court, out of four shorts. Said we'll be friends, so talk. I know all your flaws, I know your four walls. You know, my girl, it's all yours. I'm being silly, but you know that I had you for life. I'll get you any bag you like, come on, let's slide. Hoping that you're bumping into me when you're planning your night. I'm just glad you're alright. Mad how I move when you chat to me rude. With me shouting on the phone like I'm back sitting. But the catch 22 is that I'm a catch too. You can never be my up, but if I ever catch you, tell us.
We got to talk about Glenn.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, I mean, geez. What was it like, that first moment, those first steps on stage?
Mm-hmm.
Can you... See, you're grinning already because
you're
back there. What was that like? Because I cannot imagine.
Yo. Zedon Production.
The brown skin girls and the white ones too. Girls love me and I love them too. I was on the roads when Dizzy made.
I love you.
Talk about me, you better hashtag murky.
Hashtag murky.
Part chat about speed, look my cat man
cert.
Shout out to my big bro Wiley, that's a bad man from early. I'm a boss man like Birdie.
I'm a bad man like Shirley.
I'm a bad man like Cern. If brands are dead, how am I here?
How?
Big man like me with a beard, look how am I scared?
How can I?
Hey, God's wrath is the only power man fear. Come a scared man and shaman man here. Shaman man down in my shaman man gear.
Yeah.
Talk about me, you better hashtag problem.
Hashtag problem.
Adidas creps, don't ask where I got them.
Let's go.
Don't ask for the yard, don't ask if I cut them. Go half my team, I go half my.
Who knows it? Which year are we from? Which year are we from?
More energy.
I do not know this gun. Where do you know me from?
Way more energy.
Out here like the roadie song.
Man, I'm trying to put my codies on.
Let's go.
I do not know this gun.
Where do you know me from?
Go.
Don't make man go back to culture clash.
What? Man, I overgas. Dark skin boy, man, I over black. Talk real greasy, I'm known for that. Talk about peas, but you over that. Man, I'm not real like that. Yeah. Real talk, man, I get killed like that. Yeah. Man, I talk rectal, man, I get caught in the flesh.
Look, man, I'm not built like that.
We all know you're a good child.
So pull up your jeans, get off the street and go do your man proud. Go get a job and don't come out your house. Mwah. Look at them rate them boys. Bare waist man, bare pagan boys. I come to a team, I'm David Moyes. Wait, Lord of the mic.
Yeah.
Ain't been Lord of the mic.
Yeah.
I Glasgow, it's only beginning.
Easy. Which year are we from?
Let's go.
I do not know this one.
Where do you know me from?
Let's go.
I'm here like the police
on. Man, I'm trying to find my police on.
Energy.
I do not know this one.
It's quite indescribable because I feel like it's a rare thing to happen in a human life where it's like, it felt like a moment where God or the world or someone was saying to me, here is your 15 minutes. You know when people talk about your 15 minutes of fame?
Sure.
Like, but in the most literal sense of, here is your hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes, 1 hour, 30, whatever it was, go. This is your defining moment. You know, like, because I feel like sometimes in people's lives, they don't know when that defining moment is, yeah. But mine was so clear that I got told a year in advance and it was like, June 28th, on the Friday in 2000, this is your defining moment.
The steps up to the stage.
This is it.
In front of you.
This is it. So, like, I remember just being ready and, like, yeah, just walking around and then it's going off and I can hear the counter in my ears. 3, 2, 1, dun, 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 dun. And it was just felt like, and I just went out there, oh, even just talking about it now, felt a bit like, yeah, and it was, yeah. And I went out there and performed, yeah.
And you're going to carry that with you forever. That's
yeah, for life, for life. That's like, I always say like, that is my moment. If I had to...
If you quit now.
Yeah, yeah, that's my moment. That's it. That Glasgow 2019, that was it, yeah.
But artistically and as a person, like living through something, and it was a success, it went great, you know, for loads of different reasons, the set and the audience and the moment and just the whole thing happened.
Mm.
But how does that, like, you're not the same artist you were walking up to that stage, you're a different artist when you come down again.
Yeah, defo.
And how does that fall into this record? How does that fall into who you are now?
I think... that's a good question.
Thank you.
That is a good question.
It's like you're walking around every day like this.
Yeah, yeah, like, hey guys, I'm the Glasgow headliner. No, I feel like, if I'm honest, I feel like I've always been extremely ambitious and I will always be extremely ambitious. I think that's very much in like my DNA. Like, but after Glasgow, it allowed me to redefine like my ambition and redefine what success was. Because I felt like with Glasgow, it was... I hit a pinnacle. Do you know what I mean? Like if we're talking music, if we're talking accolades, if we're talking achievement, whatever it is, to headline Glastonbury, it's like, okay, kaboom, you've ticked it, there you go. Like, so I think after that it was like, okay, what now? Like, what success means to you now? Like,
well, yeah, like,
do you headline Glastonbury again? God willing, I will. But like, it was like, what do you do now? So I think it just made me redefine what success and hunger and ambition meant to me. Like,
the man are selective bad boys. Some we just wanna be accepted, bad boys. Some big rich but no electric, bad boys. Think they're bad cause of Narcos, there's some Netflix, bad boys. I know rules from a man, you know reckless, bad boys. You know them protein shake in their breakfast, bad boys. Them man are some broke, can you get me on the guest list, bad boys? And then they wanna get up in the club and start flexing, bad boys, wait. Give me the crown and I want that weight. Red Bull with a cognac weight. I tried to share my throne with them weight. But I can see you ain't on that weight. I'm on arms on combat weight. No chase, no contact weight. Bro, put a new mask, I don't know what that gun is. Cool, bad boy, who? You were not part of a bad boy. Me and Fitz rolled up, tell a boy hold up. Looking like something off a bad boy's shoe. Bad boy jeans and a bad boy shoe. You are not a bad boy, move. Shut down shows, man, I'm going nuts. All the bad chicks make mad noise too. Well, what are you gonna say, what are you gonna do?
Run?
Oh yeah, right, you ain't gonna do
none.
Bad boy life ain't all that you hope for. Should've done book, but you wanna do
gun.
Trust free for a Z, that's standard. Black quick, all black swag like a panther. Heard through the vine that storms in a
bad boy.
But I take care of my fam, I'm a gangster. Yeah, that's right. Young boy on the hood, fast forward. Now I'm big man, still away from the hype.
Man went bad back then, ask cons. Swear on my life, put faith in my knife. Wrong move, had me on edge on the back row, pay for my strikes. Go! I came here with a flat cap looking like
somebody's father.
I pulled a bad man here, I pulled a
bad man here.
You're a bad man, bad man. Apart from
it's bad man here.
You're not bad, I'm bad ass. How they gonna? I came wearing a flat cap looking like
somebody's father.
I pulled a bad man here, I pulled a
bad man
where? Apart from you, there's Glastonbury remakes of Nice Tonight.
What was the track on the album that was that you had to kind of wrestle to the floor? There's always one, at least one, you're like, this, we're never going to get this right. This, we can hear it here, but it's not, whatever's happening.
That's a good question. I feel like there's a song called the intro, Fire and Water, which is it's an 8 minute long, 7.5 minute long intro, and it moves and it transitions and it changes, and the final bit is a song called Pour Me Water that I made with Progression, KZ and Debbie, and the whole song kind of leads up to this euphoric moment where it drops, and the drums were annoying me for as in these drums, I thought we would never get them right. Like, I'm talking about 6 months worth of different drums, hear the drums, and I'm someone like, I'm the kind of musician I am relentless. Like, there is no way, as in this album would have got delayed. I would have said, we're pushing this back.
If it
weren't right.
You got the schedule out the window, that snare is not.
And even before, a couple weeks before deadline, I remember screaming to everyone, my cousin, my president, saying, yo, if these drums are not finished, I will delay this album. I will be that artist. You know the artist who's on Twitter like, hey guys, the album's delayed. I said, I will be that artist. These drums ain't going nowhere. And then lo and behold, Progression, who EP'd the album, sent these drums and I heard them and I was like, yes, that's the drums. There we go. So Fire and Water took a long time to get one drum. It was just one drum pattern at the end. But yeah, we got there in there.
You learned from doing this record?
I have learned
about yourself.
I have learned that there is so much strength, and I've always known this from the beginning, but even more so, there's strength in who I am and what I feel. There is always strength in that, and there will always be strength in that, in the sense of however I feel next year, even if I'm chilled and there's nothing going on in my life, there is strength in the fact that I'm chilled. And there is strength in the truth of that. If I'm stressed and I'm heartbroken or I'm over the moon or I'm going through this or I'm going through that or I'm on top of the world, there is just strength in who I am and how I feel. And I should always rely on that truth. You know, like sometimes I feel like as artists, like we're looking for inspiration and we're trying to, and it's like, yo, the inspiration is whatever it is. It's whatever it is. And And sometimes your truth might sound underwhelming because, for example, like there's a funny, you know, there's like the funny stigma of like when an artist goes through something, oh, they're going to make something really great. Or when an artist achieves something, you're like, oh, they might lose something because now they've gone here. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like, no, the truth is, whatever the truth is fine. Like the truth, your truth is your truth. And if you can draw from it and marry that with everything you've learned in terms of being a great artist and a great musician and just make some great truth out of it, you're good. You're good, man. Like, and do you know what the best testament to it is? One of the best testaments. Like, this just came to my head and it's going to sound so funny, but what's the Bruno Mars song where he's talking about today I don't feel like doing anything? Which some people might hate the song, but some people loved that song and that song resonated. And he had success in terms of he made people feel and people loved that song. And he just made a song about today he didn't want, do you know what I mean? So there's beauty and truth and there's power in truth. Like, so I think this album, that's what I learned. Like, there's power in my truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Centering yourself.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Oh, girl, you're shining. You know you're my diamond. You need reminding. This moment of timing. When your soul needs aligning. It's me you confiding. Seeking and hiding. Nowhere to find me, but
what's it gonna be? What we gonna do? Here we go again. This ain't nothing new. I ain't tryna run game, but it's true, cause you
came and you made me feel.
You call me for help, you gotta chill. Need time for yourself, you gotta heal. This ain't something you felt, it's how you feel.
You came and you made me feel.
We built this all wrong, I'll take blame. But instead of us tearing it down, we'll rearrange, baby.
Don't let it fall.
Don't let it fall, girl. Don't let it fall.
Shining, know you're my diamond. You need reminding. This moment of timing. When your soul needs aligning, it's me you confiding. Seeking and hiding, you know where to find me, babe.
Search now, take your shoes off, put your purse down. How you gonna tell me that it's never gonna work now? Type of to make me put a verse down, worse now, cause we made our bed and gotta lay in it. Thought it wasn't hard for me, but every day it is. Heartbreak, such a dark place, but we stay in it. What I'm saying is exactly what I say it is. I found you, I feel your presence when I'm not around you. Queen in your city, they need to crown you. Holy water, baby, let me drown you. Fire and water, I gotta allow you. Burn out, then reappear. Light still guiding you home, you know I'm there. And rest assured, if you ever needed help or just need a place to hide, no, I'll keep it to myself. Where?
Oh, girl, you're shining. Know you're my diamond. You need reminding. This moment of timing. When your soul needs aligning, it's me you confiding. Seeking and hiding. Nowhere to find me, babe.
I was in the car and my six-year-old opened the window and he says, I want everybody to hear this song. That's when I realised that's sort of what the show is, that I play music that I want everyone to hear and that we're all listening at the same time to great new music and all the classic songs that we all listen to together. It's about the whole culture, from the record shop to the gig venue, celebrating live music in all its forms, talking to the legendary and emerging musicians, all or live from my home city of Cardiff. Escape the day and start your evening with me,
Hugh Stevens.
Tuesday to Friday afternoon from 4
on 6 Music. The first time with Stormzy.
6 Music.
The world is more divisive, even between you playing Glastonbury to now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this idea of like the grey area between two opinions seems to have disappeared in most situations, you know? So are you quite optimistic?
For the world?
Well, about the country.
Not really. I think as I've grown older, I've grown like I'm slower to speak. You know what I mean? Like, I'm more like, whereas before I used to feel when I used to, like, now I'm like, okay, like.
I'll listen.
Yeah, as you said, like, I think because there's more to consider now, like, there's less of a grey area, and it's like, and I feel like, yeah, now I'm more. So even in terms of my thoughts of, like, the future, I'm yet to, yeah. Because I don't like to be, what's the word? A pessimist.
Yeah.
I don't like to be, like, it's all doom and gloom, but then I also like to be real about situations. So, yeah, I'm still coming to my conclusion on that, yeah.
Yeah, because if you make a statement, if you, you know, sing a lyric that's loaded with message and meaning, people now, because of your status, people take that.
Yeah, 100%.
People will run with it in any direction they want. And that's, well, that's kind of back to the pressure thing again, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I guess thinking.
Yeah, but in that respect, I don't, you know. I don't, like, I feel like if it comes, if I feel it coming from my soul and my heart and out my mouth, I will say it. And I don't mind, like, because I feel like as long as I'm keeping myself pure in terms of, like, my heart and, like, my intentions, anything that comes from there should not have any ill intent or malice. So even if I shout from the rooftops, I think this or I feel this or don't do this or stop doing that, I will stand on that. I think that's something that's never going to change. Like, right. Between, like, for example, like at the Brit performance 2018, because even sometimes I think people misconstrue like my intentions behind things. I think people think before I go to write something or before I go on stage at the Brits, I'm saying we need to be a political figure, and it's like, nah, that's just something that was on my heart, that something that was pressing in my soul, and I felt it, and I said I'm saying this. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's much deliberation in terms of how this is going to sound or how it's going to resonate, or, you know, you are shifting the political tide of whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't really care about all of that. This is just how I felt, you know what I mean? So I'll always say how I feel, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I interview a lot of musicians, and a lot of them, when they get to the kind of level of recognition that you've got to, there's kind of methods they have to deal with being that public facing, you know, like, Dave Grohl's a super nice guy. Mm. Dave Grohl has that in his arsenal. Mm. You know what? I might be tired, but I'm just going to strap it on, be a good guy, be really positive, because that'll help deal with the attention.
Yeah,
have you got methods now? Is there, like, I'm not saying, is there a Stormzy like behind a different character?
To some degree, yeah. Like, I have a lot of alone time and I have a lot of, like, separate time. So even, it's mad funny you say that, because I'm just coming from the gym and I was sat in the gym eating, and one guy who I see at the gym every day, like, we always say hello to each other, and he walked past and he said hello, then he came back and he tapped me and he was like, I was going to ask you, like, you're always by yourself. I was like, yeah, I am. He was like, yeah, like, that's mad, like. But I didn't think it was mad. He was like, yeah. He was like, you're like a megastar, man. Like, you're, and I was like, yeah, but I feel like that level of solitude and distance, or just, like, I live in my head a lot, like, and I'm just, I kind of navigate by myself. I think that's probably my coping mechanism, like, just a withdrawal and a distance and a separation from the noise and the palaver and the circus of the world that who I am has created. I think I can't live in that world. I can't live, me being Stormzy, quote unquote, like, you know, I think referencing yourself in third person, like, that's funny, but like, me being Stormzy and like this world, it's like, oh my, the Stormzy show in this world, it's like, living there is just mad. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like what you said, you know, when you said, like, I'm the Glastonbury headline. Imagine I walked around like, yes.
Big t-shirt.
Yeah, big t-shirt with the Banksy vest on. Like, hey man, it's me. Like, just stomping in every room and just, like, taking all the plaudits. So I always say, I like to live outside of that and step into it whenever needs be. You know what I mean?
Searching every corner of my mind, Looking for the answers I can't find. I have my reasons and life has its lessons. I try to be grateful and count all my blessings. But heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Amen in Jesus' name, yes, I declare it. Any little seed I receive, I have to share it. Brothers wanna break me down, I can't bear it. But heavy is the head with the crown, I still wear it. You can't hold me down, I still cope. Rain falling down at the bricks, I'm still soaked. Try to put a hole in our ship, we'll build boats. Two birds with one stone, I pull both. Pray I never lose and pray I never hit the shelf. Promise if I do that, you'll be checking on my health. If it's for my people, I'll do anything to help. If I do it out of love, it's not to benefit myself. Ooh, gotta stay around, but make a comeback too. I know my only mother wants a son back too. They're saying I'm the voice of the young black youth. And then I say, yeah, cool. And then I bump my d***, and now I'm
searching every corner of my mind.
Search every corner, look for the answers.
Looking for the answers I can't find.
No, I can find them. No silver lining.
I have my reasons, life has its lessons. Try to be grateful and count all my blessings. But heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Okay, so say I come and visit you in the studio, right? Mm-hmm. Say I get an invitation. What time should I come and visit? Like, because some people like the 9 to 5, they're working a solid. Other people go late. What's the best time to visit?
Get there about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
Nice, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I got my morning routine and I get that done, have my food, a little bit Netflix, get to the studio about 2, 3, 4. And then you'll be back home by 10 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I need to sleep. I need to sleep. And I always find it funny because with rappers, I think there's a stigma with rappers. Like, they think we're in a studio with like 10,000 girls and there's alcohol and there's all sorts. And you know what I mean? There's a pole in the middle and people are pole dancing. Like, but no, mine's very much, it's just me, my brother, who's also my cameraman, and Joel and Carol, my engineers, Casa, I'm producer, maybe my cousin, who's also my creative partner, my A&R, like, Jermaine will come down. And yeah, we just very, very, like, yeah, really chilled, really, like, fun, really focused, yeah.
Paint the scene, is it like, is there just kit everywhere, is there people beavering away, or is the whole thing just as low-key?
It's funny, because I've been to people's studio sessions, and I'm like, whoa, this is such a vibe. Like, some people have the lights dimmed low, and they... like, they light up sage and light candles. Like, mine is very... if you walked in, it would be... you might not even think we're musicians. You might think we're just chilling. Like, it's very chilled. Like, there would be the whiteboard. I might just be sat there with, like, a cup of tea or a water. Definitely have some food. Food's very important to me. I'll have a plate of food. And, yeah. And a lot of the time, we're not making music. We're just chatting about music. We do a lot of talk. I do a lot of talking. I do a lot of talking about music. I like to talk. And before I start anything, I just really like to feel comfortable. So, yeah, a lot of chatting. If you came studio, we'll probably chat to you for hours.
Nice.
And we might even just go home after. Might never make nothing. Yeah.
Because I've been to OC Island. It's a strange place.
Yeah, it is.
It's like sort of, it's like stepping into a kid's book.
Yeah. Like, that's a good way to describe it, yeah.
You're like, oh, these are little beautiful, cute little buildings. But like, the other thing is, it's a sod to get back from.
Yeah.
And I guess, was that the reason? If I go somewhere, then I can totally step away from all the other stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially off the back of my last album, Heavy as the Head, I made that wise. I was preparing for Glastonbury, which was... it was extremely difficult, and it was also, it made me quite sporadic and all over the place, and I was here, I was there, I was with this producer, that producer. So I think after that I felt like, okay, no, this time round we're definitely doing a more concentrated effort with no distractions. So let's go somewhere, no distractions, we got everything we need there, and let's just make some music. So yeah, that's what inspired this time.
Because it's kind of like, it's not a simpler sounding record. It's a bit, it's sort of sparser, but what's happening instrumentally and sonically kind of makes more of an impact.
Yeah, definitely. That's fair.
It's not there aren't bombs going off, because bombs going off in places, but it does feel, I don't know, more linear, more focused.
Yeah. It's because it came from one place. I feel like with my first album, G-Sap, second album, Heavy as the Head, I was drawing from like this emotion and that emotion and this emotion and that emotion. I think this time was just like, how do I feel in my soul? And it just came out from one channel. Whereas I feel like before, I might have a angrier song, or I have a
yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I had all these different, whereas now I was just like, yo, just channel this one thing and then get it out. So it was channeled from one place, this is why I always call it a soul album, because I feel like it just came from my soul without sounding too cheesy. Like, yeah.
Pressure, tension, I'm pushing, but it's getting harder. I'm so close, long road. Lord knows I see it getting darker. There's no give, there's bruises. I'm losing, oh, this is a disaster. When I feel low, I breathe slow and let go and give it to the water. Give it to the water. Give it to the water. This water keeps me floating when I'm straight. This water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling out my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill up the place. Keeps me floating when I'm straight. The water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling out my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill up the place. Keeps me flying when I'm straight. The water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling on my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill up.
That was Stormzy, Give It to the Water. The final track on his last album, last year's This Is What I Mean, and the final track in this episode of The First Time. I'll be back next week with more brand new episodes of The First Time, which include Beth Ditto, David Holmes and Danny Brown. But until then, you can listen back to previous First Time shows from the archive and other episodes from this season, including Holly Johnson, Kate Le Bon and John Grant. Until then, I've been Matt Everett. Thanks for listening.
Take Six Music with you. Listen live on the BBC Sounds app.
BBC Radio.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, new music 6 playlist.
can go anywhere that I want. I just gotta turn myself inside out and back to front.